Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, RNAZ, appoints RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc. has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a renowned figure in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is known for his foundational work in RNA biology and gene silencing mechanisms. His election to prestigious institutions highlights his impact on the field. Transcode leaders see this addition as a strategic enhancement to the company's RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs, focusing on treating metastatic disease through intelligent RNA therapeutics delivery based on its proprietary TTX nanoparticle platform. Investor news breaks. BioAdaptives Inc., BDPT, showcases breakthrough stem cell benefits in region dog chews. BioAdaptives Inc., through its premium pet wellness division PawPM, has announced compelling clinical results for its flagship product, ReGM Dog Chews. In trials led by veterinarians, ReGM showed a 281.3% increase in circulating stem cells after 4 weeks. The product's benefits are tracked using the company's proprietary APBAR rating system, helping pet owners monitor improvements in appearance, performance, behavior, attitude, and responsiveness. Crafted with natural ingredients, including cyanobacteria and adaptogens, ReGM TM is a veterinarian-recommended, safe, and tasty chew dogs love. With no reported adverse effects, ReGM M offers a science-backed solution for pet wellness.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, RNAZ, RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., RNAZ, has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is renowned for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing mechanisms. His election to the National Academy of Sciences underscores his impact. Transcode leaders see this addition as a strategic enhancement to their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs focusing on treating metastatic tumors. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets tumors overexpressing microRNA 10B, a known biomarker of metastasis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
House approves reconciliation bill, health insurance, and Medicaid to be impacted. On May 22nd, the U.S. House of Representatives approved the reconciliation bill for the 2025 budget with a one-vote difference. The American Hospital Association says this legislation will have notable impacts on health care insurance and Medicaid. Now the bill heads to the U.S. Senate, where changes are likely before a vote. It's uncertain how smaller health insurance firms like Astiva Health will be affected by the changes.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, appoints RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is known for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing. His election to prestigious institutions highlights his impact on the field. Transcode leaders see this addition as enhancing their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs, focusing on treating metastatic disease with RNA therapeutics. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets metastatic tumors overexpressing microRNA 10B. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/RNAZ.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd, QNTM, receives Australian ethics approval for Phase 2 trial of FSD-202 in MCAS patients. Quantum Biopharma, listed on NASDAQ QNTM, has received approval in Australia to conduct a Phase 2 clinical trial for FSD-202 in MCAS patients. The trial will evaluate the drug's effectiveness in treating chronic pain associated with MCAS. FSD-202, based on ultramicronized palmitoyl ethanolamide, aims to address inflammation-related conditions and provide a new therapeutic option for MCAS. With 60 patients enrolled, the trial will measure pain reduction over 56 days. Quantum Biopharma executives highlighted the urgent need for safe alternatives and are ready to advance clinical development to address this debilitating disorder. Biomed news breaks. Nanovericides, American NNVC, to present breakthrough antiviral platform at Bio International Convention. Nanovericides, Inc., American NNVC, will present at the Bio International Convention 2025 in Boston, focusing on their antiviral platform. Dr. Anil R. Dewan will discuss NV387, a broad-spectrum antiviral nearing Phase 2 trials for Mpox, RSV, influenza A, and coronaviruses. This therapy aims to transform viral treatment, similar to antibiotics for bacterial care. Nanovericides will also showcase candidates targeting herpes viruses and HIV, along with their nanoviricide platform for oral delivery and tissue-specific targeting. Dr. Dewan will be available for meetings via biopartnering from June 16 to 19. For more information, visit nanovericides.com. Biomed news breaks. Orgenix Inc., MU American, sets 1-for-30 reverse stock split effective June 3rd. Orgenix Inc., American OG, has approved a 1-for-30 reverse stock split of its common shares effective June 3, 2025. The move aims to boost the company's share price and appeal to long-term investors by consolidating every 30 shares into one. Shares will begin trading on a split-adjusted basis under the existing symbol OGEN with a new CUSIP number. CEO Janet Huffman stated the action aligns with Orgenix's strategy to enhance its capital markets profile while advancing treatments for brain-related health conditions. Healthcare Triangle secures major health system contracts and expands AI-powered EHR services. Nationwide, Healthcare Triangle Inc. secures approximately $1 million in new multi-year strategic contracts with a top-tier university medical system and the largest hospital system on the East Coast. The company is expanding its AI and EHR integration services, introducing an AI-powered SaaS product called Readable.ai. This platform automates document management processes, transforming unstructured clinical text into structured data for enhanced clinical decision-making. HCTI is shifting towards a recurring revenue model with scalable, AI-powered solutions to drive growth and profitability. The company is also exploring Epic workflow integrations for community health systems, aiming to enhance clinical efficiency and deliver scalable solutions at lower cost. With a focus on innovation and strategic partnerships with leading public cloud providers, HCTI is poised for sustainable, technology-driven growth.
Understanding cultural differences in salt usage may help lower consumption. Research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that cultural differences impact sodium intake among adults in the U.S. Asian American adults tend to add salt while cooking, but are the least likely to add salt at the table. Black adults reported the highest rates of attempting to reduce salt intake and receiving physician recommendations to lower sodium intake. The study suggests that culturally customized advice about sodium intake is necessary. Lead author Jessica Cheng recommends reducing sodium intake by adding more potassium-rich foods like vegetables and considering low-sodium salt substitutes. Understanding these cultural differences is crucial for health professionals to provide tailored advice on reducing sodium intake and improving heart health.
Mason Cain's Unchained Leader reaches international outlets with Mission of Hope. Thousands of men have seen improvements in their mental health thanks to the Unchained Leader program. Reuters is recognizing the positive impact Unchained Leader is having on men globally, sharing this news with its international audience. Founder Mason Cain is excited about expanding the program's reach even further. Unchained Leader helps guide individuals from despair to regaining confidence in their potential. The program, designed for Christian men but open to all, focuses on inner healing and self-mastery. Participants work to identify root causes of behavior, receiving support from a community of peers. The 90-day program is based on Christian principles but welcomes individuals of any faith. To learn more, visit the Unchained Leader website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.